There are three kinds of light. God-made light, man-made light, and Christ's light. The light which God made is the daylight provided to us by the sun. As the earth rotates and revolves around the sun, we get stretches of time when the light hits our country and we receive its light. During these hours, most of us live and work and play and have our being. The amount of time the sun shines on us depends on the season of the year. Summer days tend to be with more sunlight than winter days. Nevertheless, we get the hours of sunshine to do the things that we need to do. That's the way it was until someone invented the first candle. I'm not sure who that was, but whoever it was lengthened the amount of time that we could do work or play or read or things like that. Since the time of candles, we've entered into the era of electricity and light bulbs. Today, we live in a world with both God's created light from the sun as well as light bulbs. Yet while we live in a world of both God-made and man-made light, we, dear friends in Christ, live in a third kind of light as well, the light of Christ. It is His light in which we ultimately find that we live and move and have our being. The day is coming when the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. Yet we shall remain in Christ's light. In the New Jerusalem to come, there will be no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God will give it light, and its lamp will be the Lamb. The day is coming when neither God's sunshine nor mankind's light bulbs will be needed, only the light of Christ. That's what we hear about in our epistle text. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. We've been hearing about the last day for the last several weeks. What Paul wrote to those living in Thessalonica also applies to you. You have no need to have anything written to you about the last day. We know full and well the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, or like the pains of labor that a woman has, quick and suddenly, or like my marcato note in music, short and accented to make a quick pop. So don't fall prey, dear friends in Christ, to those around us who will be saying there is peace and security. Often when we think of the end times, we think of those passages talking about wars and rumors of war. And yet, as our text tells us, there will at least be some who say that there's peace and security when that last day of the Lord comes. Now, either of these sets of verses, the ones speaking of wars and rumors of wars, or these talking about peace and security, all that these verses do is remind us to be ready in season and out of season. We need to be found in Jesus' light on that magnificent day. Like light bulbs and sunshine, we are not called to get used to this world. We receive gifts from God to use in service of our neighbors and for our use. But these things will not remain. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. You, dear friends in Christ, are in His light. You're the children of the light. You've been baptized into His light. At your baptism, Christ Jesus came to you and made you His. You were in darkness, but you're not anymore. Those in the dark persist in their sin and do not want to come to the light. But you've been called out of the darkness into Jesus' light. Don't fall back into those ways of darkness. You don't know when Jesus will make his return. So keep sober. Keep awake. Don't fall asleep. This is not to say don't die, as Paul in the Word often used the word sleep to mean death. Instead, when Paul wrote, "Let us not sleep," he refers to living a life of sin. That's why Paul mentions drunkenness in conjunction with the day of darkness, or with the time of darkness. Drunkenness is a sin. So a life of darkness and drunkenness is a life of sin. You, however, have been made people of light, to walk in the light of God's Word, in His Son, Jesus Christ. But since we belong to the lay, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. As we have prayed routinely throughout the year, we are called to a life in the light of Christ, doing the works laid out ahead of us while it is day, before the night comes when no one can do work. That night being the sleep of death. Again, sleep this time referring to death, not a life of sin. So for now, we fight the good fight of faith, guarding the promises of God entrusted to us and sharing them with others so that they might come to the light with us for when Jesus comes with his salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. God has destined you for salvation. He no longer sees your sin or your darkness, but only the light of his Son, Jesus. With his Spirit at work in you and me, we look forward to the end of time. It's kind of like living in Alaska, from what I understand. I've never been there, but I've read things about being in Alaska. I've heard that when you're in Alaska during the winter, there's darkness both day and night. And this would be for possibly weeks on end. So the people would fall asleep, and when they wake up, it's still dark out. And they had to live and move and do their things in darkness. But the people living in Alaska know that that is only for a short time. Then they know summer is coming. They know that the Alaskan summer is coming. Just as they have full days of darkness, they also in the summer have full days of light. They live and move and they fall asleep with the light. And they, as they are sleeping, there's still light. And when they wake up, there's still light. While we may not live in Alaska and we may not receive God's created light of the sun 24/7 like those living in an Alaskan summer, we can and do look forward to a time of nothing but light. It will not be a time of natural created light or of man-made light bulb light, but it will be a time that we are in the light of Christ for all eternity. We look forward to that time knowing that the darkness of sin will be completely outshone by the light of Christ forever. And we will live in that light with him for time without end. And this we'll receive not by our works, but by God's grace, found in the light of our Lord Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen for your sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.